Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, former Nevada Governor Robert List. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mike Hillaby, Andy Barbano, and Brita Black Crossroads. All coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to autoassure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Governor Robert List, the former Nevada governor, also a Republican National Committeeman. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be with you again.
All right, let's start out with the debates. What do you make of this? You know, the ratings for the debates continue to go up. This ABC debate this past weekend, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we've seen an interesting phenomenon, I think, Sam, this year. The debates in previous years haven't necessarily had this kind of audience, but they keep getting bigger and better, and it's changing the dynamics of the presidential race substantially, because people that otherwise probably would have dropped out by now continue to get airtime and continue to express their views, and so they just stay on. All it costs them anymore to run for president is a plane ticket to the next debate.
You know, it's interesting. John Huntsman, for example, who's polling nationally very poorly, but managed to be on two of the Sunday talk shows this weekend.
Yes, he did. And, you know, people are really relying on television to a large degree anymore, and the debates, as we've seen the readership of many of the newspapers sliding down. It's really apparent that these debates are having an enormous impact, and it keeps people alive politically, and then they, as Huntsman did over the weekend, it vaults him into further opportunities on television.
Do you get the sense that it's kind of like American Idol?
Well, it's, you know, with particularly with Trump's play, I mean, we're getting this sort of entertainment aspect to it that I think has certainly been absent in the past. I don't think that aspect of it, frankly, is very good. But we're certainly getting views out there, and people are being tested when they're asked hard questions, and they're being contrasted with their opponents. And, you know, by the time we get to the level where we have a nominee in the Republican Party, that individual is going to be very widely known and well tested.
Yeah, to say the least. What did you think of Mitt Romney's $10,000 bet offer to Rick Perry?
I didn't think that was well thought through. You know, $10,000 to the average person for a bet is just, you know, it's not something that anybody would ever relate to. And I think it was a bad mistake.
All right.
I think it's going to cost him some.
You know, up until the last couple of weeks, Mitt Romney seemed to be taking the lead. Not necessarily the most popular candidate, but certainly, as you and I heard at a dinner quite recently, Charles Krauthammer talking about this is the time where you go for the person who's not glamorous and flashy, but the person that your parents would want you to marry. But now Newt Gingrich has come to the forefront here. What do you think about that?
Well, he has excelled in these debates. Again, much of his surge has, I think, been driven by his performance on these debates. He is he's so smart, and he has such a sense of history, and he really has an enormously good grasp of the issues, and he's so articulate, and so people see that what they're seeing is what they're liking. And, you know, we did hear Charles Krauthammer, who's probably one of the most brilliant analysts next to you, of course, in the country. And he did make that comment. But Gingrich is people are going to look into him with greater intensity. He's going to I think he can now expect to be put through the ringer. From the media, from the analysts, and from by his opponents, and so we'll see how he winters.
With his history, you know, just the marriages, the divorces, the Tiffanys, do you think that he can beat President Obama?
I think he can. I think that Gingrich would beat President Obama. And the interesting thing about this, the dynamics of this election. This is certainly not original with me, is that Republicans all across the country and independents to a large extent and many Democrats are just driven by the notion that anybody but Obama, you know, we're going to take this guy out and defeat him. And I think that certainly would be the case with either Romney or Gingrich.
What do you think about Ron Paul's candidacy, especially here in the state of Nevada?
Well, you know, he has an appeal to people who are essentially libertarian leaning, who want to see less government, who want to see less interference in their lives. You know, I think he's been hurt a little bit by his posture on international affairs, particularly his view that Iran is not a serious threat. I have no question but what most Republicans reject that notion, and even probably some of the Ron Paul people don't agree with him on that point. But he's a phenomenon. The guy is amazing. He has a hardcore following, who I think in the end will support whatever nominee we put forth. But he's a tenacious guy. He just hangs in there.
What do you think about the fact that he's not going to run for Congress, no matter what? So how does this play out to you?
I think he's making way for his son. His son, who of course is a United States Senator from Kentucky. I was in Washington last week, and there was some talk about that. And the question was, you know, is he going to make a run as an independent or as some third party candidate? And the at least the common talk in D.C. is that he's not going to do that. That he's going to step aside gracefully. That Rand Paul is his son, and he's going to follow. And he's a mainstream conservative Republican. And so his dad's unlikely to do something independent, which could be disastrous for the party.
Do you really think that Rand Paul is a mainstream Republican senator?
Well. He's a part of the working minority in the United States Senate. I wouldn't say he's mainstream philosophically. He's certainly to the right. He's on the on the right side of the party, that is the conservative side, the Tea Party side, some would say, but he's a party man. He's a Republican.
All right, let's take a break. More with Governor List when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Nevada Governor Robert List. He's also a Republican National Committeeman. You brought up a very good point there, Governor, in our previous segment, which is that if Ron Paul were to form a third party, that would indeed be a disaster for the Republican Party, correct?
Yes. Yes, it would. You know, we saw that happen a few years back on the elder Bush's reelection. It split the party, and it's impossible to win when that happens. You know, whoever wins this presidential race is probably going to win it, if it's a two-man race, a two-person race, is going to win it by a very small number, you know, somewhere between 1 and 3 or 4%. And if somebody comes along and pulls off a chunk of that, it spoils it. And same thing could happen on the Democrat side. You know, there's talk over there about a liberal candidate running, which I'm sure the Democrats are working very hard to preclude. But we're a different kind of nation. Most countries have four or five parties on the ballot or that exist and work. But in this country, it's just two, and it's a pretty clean choice ordinarily. But a third party in our election would be a real spoiler.
I haven't heard you talking glowing terms about Mitt Romney at this point. Your thoughts on Mitt?
Well, he is he's certainly a very competent guy. He's an extraordinarily good manager. He's clean as a whistle when it comes to his morals and his ethics and his history. I think he, if he gets through this primary process, I think he'll clearly win the election. He's respected for his integrity. You know, there have been concerns about his religion. Many of the evangelicals in the South, I'm told, are apprehensive about it. I think for those of us who live out here in the West, particularly here in Nevada, where we have a lot of LDS people, Mormons, we know that they're good Christians, that they have good standards, that they are they're moral people, and they have integrity, and it's nothing to be feared. So we'll see how that plays out. But clearly, in some of these southern states, it's a bit of a detriment, according to most of the surveys and the polls, and according to the experts.
Now, as far as primary states or caucus states, I should say?
Not really. I think, as a matter of fact, coming fifth as we are, that, boy, we're getting interfered with here, Sam.
You're getting a Brian Williams done to you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But, no, I think that being fifth actually has turned out to be better than being third. This race is certainly not going to be decided by the time Florida has its primary. You know, we're going to have Iowa, the Iowa caucuses, which are non-binding on the delegates. Then you've got New Hampshire, then Florida, then South Carolina. It's not going to be over by then. Then comes Nevada. We're going to be the first in the West, and we're going to get a lot of activity out here, and the eyes of the nation are going to be on the Silver State.
Do you think as much as if we had been third?
I think maybe even more. I think the race will become more critical by that time. I don't think it hurt us one bit to slip back. And we were the cooperative state in this process of jockeying back and forth and who's going third and who's going fourth. And we played played by the rules. And on a go-forward basis in future years, that's going to help us with the Republican National Committee that sets these dates and these schedules normally.
I was going to say, does that matter if Florida just jumps in and does whatever they want to do?
Well, they're going to be penalized very strongly. They're going to lose half their delegation to the National Convention. They're probably going to be seated in the back of the hall. And these are more personal things. You know, they're going to be assigned to hotels that are further away from the convention, and they're going to suffer some real consequences here. Nobody thought that was a good idea other than their state legislature, and they would pay no attention to what the rules of the party were, and so they're going to pay a price for it.
All right, let's talk about Dean Heller for a moment. Heidi Smith was on this program a couple of weeks ago and was talking about how she didn't think that Dean Heller was as out there in the public as he should be. She kind of retracted that a little bit later. What's your thoughts on that in about 15, 20 seconds?
I think that Dean Heller's doing a fabulous job. He's working extremely hard, and he loves this state from Denio to Laughlin and from Ely to Lake Tahoe, every bit of it. I have no criticism of him. He's a wonderful guy, and I think he's working hard for all of us.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Governor, thank you so much for doing this as always. We'll hope to talk to you soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers
after
this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What?
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At GlassPro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty, only at GlassPro.
Go exotic this year with Sierra Aquatics for great deals on tanks, enclosures, supplies, and of course, all their amazing fish, reptiles, snakes, and critters. Hurry down to Sierra Aquatics today. Located at 1296 Plum Lane inside the Costco Shopping Center, Sierra Aquatics is the adventure you've been waiting for. 7 clownfish swimming, 6 hedgehogs playing, 5 bearded dragons, 4 skinny pigs, 3 lionfish, 2 prairie dogs, and a possum in a pear tree.
Attention homeowners, this is a special announcement. President Barack Obama's new foreclosure relief program calls for companies to help as many as 4 million struggling borrowers. The government will also subsidize interest rate reductions to get borrowers into affordable monthly payments. So call the number on your screen now for more information on the many benefits available through loan modification.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Verita Black-Prothro is here, Business Development Manager with Nevada Arrhythmia Services. Andy Barbano, editor of NevadaLabor.com, and Mike Hillaby, partner with Hillaby & Associates. Pleasure to have you all here on the program. So I'll give you the first crack at this. So your thoughts on all these Republican debates? It just seems that they are just growing and growing in popularity as people try to see what's going to happen next.
Well, it's all part of the national freak show, Sam. Who's hot this week? Who's saying something outrageous? I don't think the public is paying all that much attention.
The ratings are growing.
Yeah, because the people that are on point in the small states that are having primaries are committing personal soap opera peccadilloes, and people focus on stuff like that. It's much easier to focus on and jabber about over the fabled water cooler about who's in bed with whom, as opposed to who's in bed with British Petroleum.
I thought I was going to miss Herman Cain this weekend, but I didn't.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going to be missed. I think the debates have been interesting. They tell you a certain amount. What you still have to do, though, is people have to have their backgrounds investigated. How are they going to handle things? Judgment. I think Newt Gingrich is a good example of that. He's clearly very smart. He's very good on that stage. If he were to become the nominee without a lot of scrutiny about his judgment, about some of the things that happened in the 90s when he was Speaker, I can guarantee you the Obama campaign will make sure to make that very apparent to people.
Were you surprised at how many Republicans, especially in the United States Senate and in the House, are saying that they're not supportive of Newt Gingrich and that he wasn't a great leader?
No, I'm not surprised at all. And I think it's because of what Mike just addressed, that those people know, they've been through campaigns and they understand that if Newt does make it through this process, that there's just so much fodder there. There's an awful lot. And just the columns about, you know, who would you want your daughter to marry and that kind of thing, well, it certainly wouldn't be him. So those kinds of things, we'll hear a lot more about
that.
That
was the quote of the week.
Newt the Zoot Suit's a very dangerous man, but I'm sure the president and Harry Reid are rooting for him to get the nomination because he will be the Sharon Angle of 2012 in the presidential race. But I can remember we picketed Newt Gingrich when he was a backbencher in the House in 1990 because he actually introduced a bill to declare martial law in the United States by presidential order. That's something people have forgotten about. I've still got my file and a copy of House Resolution 4079.
You know, it was interesting this weekend, the New York Times published another, essentially a hit piece on Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. And the point they were trying to make was how cheap he is. Now, his wife apparently likes to spend the money in the family, but he is very, very thrifty. But that's the second story in a couple of weeks of them going after Mitt for something that actually, in these economic times, doesn't seem to be such a bad thing.
Again, I think they're going to be attractive to a certain audience, those stories. The vast majority of the American public are going to see something like that and say, how's that a bad thing? You're successful, you do well in your business, and you tend to be frugal at home. Not a bad thing, and not something we would typically look down on in a leader.
President Obama officially started off his campaign unofficially started off his campaign in the last week, and had an appearance last night on 60 Minutes. Steve Kroft threw some tough questions at him, and he didn't really seem to have a lot of solid answers.
You know, I didn't think it was a horrible interview. I don't think it was his best. But I think the message is still being developed. And the closer the Republicans come to a candidate, I think that the more that message will be refined.
Well, he is obviously a very compelling candidate. He's going to be a very strong candidate. He's going to have a good operation on the ground. It's still an uphill battle for him. When you look at the unemployment numbers, look at where this economy is, whether or not it was your fault, how much you inherited from the last guy doesn't matter. The voters look at right here, right now. But what Republicans have to remember is you still have to elect a candidate that's electable. Andy's comment about a Sharon Angle. You can, in fact, nominate the wrong person that could lose to the, you know, to the one candidate who was infinitely beatable, and that could happen this time.
We'll see how uphill it is, depending on who the nominee is. I think that will determine a lot in this race.
And one of the difficulties for President Obama is the whole hope and change theme of the last election. He has to deal with the fact that not an awful lot of that has been accomplished.
Well, as David Brooks from the New York Times said some months ago, campaigning on a platform of it would have been worse if we hadn't done what we did is not very compelling. President Obama, like President Carter, proved to be a very, very good campaigner, but trying to weed through the thicket of Washington was a whole nother story. He put the foxes in charge of the chicken coop in bringing Robert Rubin and the boys from Wall Street into his cabinet. He brought forth a stimulus plan that was $500 billion too small, and he's going to pay the price for it. If there's a third-party candidacy, if Ron Paul becomes the Ross Perot of 2012 and Newt the Zoot Suit is the nominee, President Obama coasts.
And it's interesting, you know, he's obviously going off of his foreign policy experiences here, which are very strong when you talk about taking out Osama bin Laden and most of the al-Qaeda leadership. But is that an issue that Americans really care about when the economy is so bad?
I think the economy is going to trump all of that. You can all those things incrementally help, but at the end of the day, they want to know, are they better off than they were 4 years ago? And for the majority of Americans, the answer, unfortunately, right now is probably no.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Have your bed linens ready for this holiday season. Bobby Page's, where quality and service matter.
Bobby Page's.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
3 out of 4 Americans know they need life insurance, and many who have it know they don't have enough. Sound like you? You can guarantee those you love $200,000, $500,000, $750,000 or more with life insurance through Matrix Direct. Just look, less than $16 a month buys a 40-year-old man a $250,000 term life policy. That's up to 3 times what you can get from other companies for the same price.
Call 800-587-4997 or go to matrixdirect.com. That's 800-587-4997.
Mondays this month, picture this.
Mr. Esmond and I are going to be married.
Heart-stopping movies, heartbreaking moments, all day and all night.
Here we go again.
From affairs of the heart to the heart of the matter.
Look who's home for the holidays.
Wow, this is working.
Because every Monday, this is From the Heart.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, the mayor of Carson City will be here, Bob Kroll. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching.
Thank you.